I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
Thank you very much, hey sports fans. Cam Stewart here with your Sports Grid News and Betting Update. If you want an edge, cappers, you know you got to get on the grid. We saw this one coming, Gabe. We talked about it. The hammer has fallen down on Knicks coach David Fizdale, fired today. New York has also dismissed assistant coach Keith Smart after New York's latest defeat. Fizdale called his team effort sickening. Well, that didn't matter because they were sick of him. Currently, Knicks assistants Mike Miller and Pat Sullivan, candidates to take over the gig on an interim basis. Fizdale's tenure ends partway through his second season with the club, leaving with a 21-83 record that gives him a 202 winning percentage, the lowest for any coach in New York Knicks basketball history. They currently coming off two brutal losses, two consecutive 37-plus point losses, and have lost eight straight. They sit 4-18 or on track for a six straight 50 loss season. The New Orleans Pelicans have expressed caution throughout Zion Williamson's rehab. They won't change that when the rookie phenom makes his long-awaited NBA debut, according to Pel's VP of basketball ops David Griffin, and he says he won't submit the rook to back-to-backs where he can get killed. Though number one overall pick is yet to play a game this season after undergoing surgery to repair a torn right lateral meniscus suffered during the Pelicans' second-to-last preseason game. Zion was originally given a 6 to 8 week timetable. It's going to be a hell of a lot longer than that. New Orleans second last in the Western Conference with a 6-16 record. Here are the NBA games and betting lines. 7 o'clock, Orlando minus 4 at Cleveland, 210. We got Indiana minus 2 at Detroit, 212. Brooklyn laying 3.5 at Charlotte, 218.5 is your total. Four more at 8 o'clock. We got Boston into Denver. Should be a good one. Celtics minus 3.5, 205.5 is your total. Golden State at Chicago, Bulls minus 4.5, 214.5 is your total. Washington at Miami Heat minus 9.5, 231. Minnesota at Oklahoma City, the Thunder, they're laying 4, 219.5, 830 action. Sacramento, at San Antonio, Spurs minus 4.5, 216. 10:30, Lakers minus 4 at Portland. Total 225. Top 25 hoops. Early one, Gabe, but 28 minutes, so you better talk to the inputter if you want this one. Iowa at your Michigan Wolverines, number 4. Wolverines minus 6.5, 143.5 the total. 7 o'clock, number 10, Duke minus 7.5 at Virginia Tech, 143. 9 o'clock, Pitt at number 1, Louisville Cardinals, minus 12, 129. NFL, Jason Garrett is the Cowboys coach for now, but we're already talking about potential replacements. The Cowboys, quote-unquote, have a very real interest in Urban Meyer. Team's president, Stephen Jones, recently spoke with the former Ohio State coach. This, according to Jane Slater of the NFL Network. She added, Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley, still a very strong candidate to take over as well. He's in the final year of his contract with Dallas. Garrett is, and Clemson coordinator Tony Elliott also on the list. The 6-7 Cowboys have dropped 3 in a row, man. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, also on his local radio show today, did a lot of cursing. He was angry and very, very disappointed with the team laying another egg in the Windy City last night. Indianapolis Colts, they signed tight end Jack Doyle, a 3-year extension. He started 12 games, 36 catches, 377 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Adam Thielen, doubtful with a hammy injury for Minnesota this week. If he doesn't play, it's a 4 straight game he'll miss. The New York Jets running back Le'Veon Bell fighting an illness, questionable to play Sunday versus the Miami Dolphins. He missed a second straight practice today. Jet safety Jamal Adams also missed a third straight day. He's questionable versus the Dolphins as well. NCAA Pac-12 championship game from Levi Stadium in Santa Clara. We're talking about this one. Number 13 Oregon versus number 5 Utah. Utah laying 6.5, total 46. We got Penn State. They've had coach James Franklin to a new 6-year contract that runs through 2025. Franklin guided the Nittany Lions to a 10-2 record in 2019. Third time in the last 4 years he's reached double digits. Indiana penning Tom Allen on a new 7-year pact. Baseball, the Washington Nationals re-signing free agent Cowie Kendrick. Kendrick's deal includes an option for 2021. Minnesota Twins have agreed on a 1-year deal with catcher Alex Avila. NHL games and betting lines, 5 on the sked, 3 at 7 o'clock. Chicago at New Jersey Devils laying 35 cents, 6.5. Montreal and the Rangers. Habs minus 113, 6.5. Arizona at Pittsburgh. Pens minus 175, 5.5, 9 o'clock. LA Kings at Edmonton. The Oil minus 170, 6 is your total. 10 o'clock. Washington minus 150 at Anaheim, total 6. Golf news, Gary Woodland has the lead at minus 13 after 3 rounds of the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas. Henrik Stenson 1 back at minus 12, but lurking, here comes Tiger. Tiger and Justin Thomas, just two shots off the pace at 11. It is a log jam on the leaderboard. Remember, guys, to follow us on YouTube at Sports Grid Network, and to place all your fantasy and sports wagering needs, we got it all the time. Follow us on Instagram at Sports Grid TV. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency hosts Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage, so stick around, everybody. We'll go through the betting board. Red Heat and Rage Hour 2 is on Sports Grid, and it's coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
We're back to live action, fellas. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage continues. I am Morency. We're throwing it down to Studio 34 this evening. We've got in-game live tonight at 8 o'clock. But we'll try to provide some winners tonight. We do have a full slate, ton of NHL games. We've got NBA basketball as well. A couple of big time games in the NBA. Denver Nuggets at the Boston Celtics. 14-5 Denver Nuggets. 7-3 in their last 10 games. Coming off that loss, they lost to the Lakers the other night. Boston perfect at home so far, but nothing lasts forever. Boston are minus 3.5-point favorites in this game. And a real big one in Milwaukee as well. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. The Clippers are 9-1 in their last 10 games, taking on a Milwaukee Bucks team that are 10-0 in their last 10 games and just been murdering people. Yet, of course, Kawhi and Giannis met in Eastern Conference Finals last year. Giannis will be looking for a little bit of payback, but... Kawhi will have the recipe and how to slow down Giannis a little bit. We got Sacramento, San Antonio, and the aforementioned Lakers on the road tonight. A lot of high-profile, big-time stars in action tonight in the NBA camp. Lakers at Portland, your nightcap at 10:30 tonight.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I thought the line for that game might be a little bit higher, but it's already down. What are we looking at, Gabe? 4.5 maybe? It was 5, so maybe Portland taking a little bit of money. Lakers have been playing a lot of basketball. Wow, it's down to 4. Lakers 4, 225. They've been a busy team. Maybe this is the night where the Portland Trailblazers catch them off guard. Long road trip.
Good point.
That line seems a little bit lean to me. Maybe we'll go... dancing with the Blazers tonight. Blaze one, Gabe. That's what we'd like to do. A blaze, a big fat one later on in the night.
It's a very good point that you raised, Cab. They played against the Denver Nuggets on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
In the highest altitude in the association. Wednesday night, they play against the Utah Jazz, which is the most difficult back-to-back road trip in the NBA. And now, so basically, in other words, they're playing 3 games in 4 nights in Denver, Utah, and Portland. Yeah, you're right. This is as tough of a scheduling spot as you can get.
I think I might be taking Portland. It's just one of those things. Sometimes betting comes down to, we know the Lakers are a better team than the Blazers, but that is a tough, tough road trip. They're probably just thinking, you know what? Let's just show up today, get out of Dodge. And if Portland brings their A game, I think they could not just cover the 4, Gabe, probably win outright. So the Blazers will be making the NBA card. We'll bet it on in-game live tonight.
Well, you know what? The Portland Trailblazers, don't forget, they didn't have Damian Lillard early. They struggled early. They're starting to come together a little bit. They've won 4 of their last 5 basketball games. They were obviously better than the record would have indicated earlier in the year. No one's getting rich messing with the Lakers right now, but they are in a horrible spot. We'll check that game. We'll check the others. NBA, NHL, college football championship night as well, Pac-12.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table. with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. California.
All right, very fitting. Good job, Ye. Speaking of which, right now, can't just believe weather reports, people. And, you know, just because people talk all week, oh, it's going to be this. I've fallen for it myself, guys. And I've been around a long time. I've fallen for it, Cam. This stuff where, oh, it's going to be rainy. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. And then you turn on a game. You're like, what the hell? Right? Like, and you're like, it's not. Right? And you're like, I heard it was. And you know how many people have said, oh, it's rainy and it's this and that. Right now, I'm looking at a live shot. This is from 20 minutes ago. It's in the parking lot of someone that's at the game. I know the guy. He's at the game. And he's got a picture of, like, the Oregon band and cheerleaders and stuff. And blue skies, Cam.
Looks good.
Blue Looks skies. Good. And I think the total is going to start to climb as people start to realize that it was all just sort of a narrative that people were using all week. Now, like I said, it's supposed to start raining later tonight. Yeah, I don't know how vicious it's going to be. We'll see. It's not completely blue. There are clouds and stuff, but it's not this, you know, it's not the Armageddon that people were making it out to be.
Well, that's the band old song.
I don't know the song.
Wow, me neither. It's very disco-y.
It's good. Nice job in the pit to bring it up an hour later after the joke. Good job you found it, but
yeah, I mean, I ain't know what kind of Southern California. There's a couple.
You're like George Costanza remembering Jerk Store. That's what I should have said. He drives back to the airport.
Yeah, two artists like Albert Hammond and then Tony. So I'm familiar more with Tony, but
Tony.
I don't know. One thing you'll have to realize, Yang, Babano's a weird dude, all right? So,
Well, just so you guys know, it never rains in Southern California, buddy.
Yeah, I know. He said California, exactly. It's got to be Southern.
It rains a lot, as you said, Gabe. It rains a lot in Northern California. Lots of rain and mist. There.
Well, the Nick rumors have begun right now. The two names, Mark Jackson, and Patrick Ewing. Ewing, of course, at Georgetown. Mark Jackson on television. I don't think Mark Jackson would want the job, to be honest.
Patrick Ewing might.
Mark Jackson is, and I like this. Here's another one, Knicks Nation. The next coach has to be the next Jeff Van Gundy. Yeah, because Jeff Van Gundy's coming back. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, the Knicks are a dumpster fire, man. Like, they are. So, You know, Mark Jackson's got a pretty cushy gig going on television right now. To give that up, like, he's got to know deep down inside, really, am I going to turn this thing around in the next, like, 3 to 5 years and still be here? And am I going to give up the TV gig? I think Patrick Ewing would do it. You know, Patrick Ewing was a longtime assistant coach in the NBA. He took the Georgetown job. Yeah, I think he would take it if given the opportunity. I don't know if he just abandoned Georgetown midseason like this, but it's not like it's the most glamorous job, Cam. You know what I mean? It is glamorous because it's the Knicks job, but the thing is, like, they have some weird thing that they think they should be winning with the roster that they have.
Yep.
Right? They don't really get it, but I got to be honest. I mean, I thought they could win 30 games, Cam. They're on pace to win like 17 games again.
It's very similar prior to, it sounds, just using it in hockey terms, the way the Leafs are. Like, there's this underlying, sentiment that you're better than you are. They actually finally got better, but it's kind of like that. It's the arrogance of the organization from past successes. But then you look at the roster and go, how the hell are you going to win with these guys? You said it, Gabe. You brought up a good point. These guys aren't just losing games. When you're getting throttled by like 35, 40 points a night, that's a problem. That's a big problem. That's a lack of effort problem. That's guys checking out already. And you said the young stars on the team too. There's a big problem in New York. That's a thing. I don't care who coaches the team. God, it doesn't matter. They might get a little bit better, but there's obviously a talent problem there too.
You know,
not
who,
just Fizdale's problem.
You know who they should hire? Patrick Ewing doesn't deserve like the torment of coaching the team right now. You know what I mean? You know, it would be cool and stuff. It'd be nostalgic, but it would wear on him. It's going to be frustrating. It's a rebuild. A guy that's perfect for this right now, and I think Ewing will be good for like the Knicks. I don't know. Ewing can be good now for the Knicks, but I think if the Knicks, you know, want to make a splash and shut people up and stuff, and I think he'll take their money, because they get turned down by stars a lot, is Rick Pitino.
Interesting.
Yeah, Rick Pitino will do it. Rick Pitino's not getting hired in college again.
No, he's not.
Guy's banging hookers in the office and stuff. Like.
Rick Pitino will take he'll take a lot of jobs, I would think, right now, Gabe. The Knicks came calling.
Guys. But Pitino sort of threw it out there that he's open to the NBA again because... You know, well, whatever, allegedly, but, you know, there were hookers, mistresses, $40 million, weird kickback shoe deals. A lot of weird stuff happened in that office up there in Louisville, Cam.
Louisville's got some bad things going on, like, for such, like, you know, the Lamar Jackson stories. Thank God it's nice. Remember the Papa John story at Papa John Stadium and then Rick Pitino? Like, Louisville, for a school that doesn't really, you know, they're just kind of there. It's like, man, a lot of dark clouds follow
how
these guys around.
How do you think
around.
They've won?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's just
without
be real.
That, there
yeah,
been
like,
zero.
You know what I mean? Like,
zero.
They're Louisville, and somehow they've managed to make themselves something. Yeah. I mean, it's not all, you know what I mean? Like, come on.
It's a place for impregnating horses. They shouldn't be winning any titles. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not accusing Lamar of anything, but... I'd be willing to bet he got paid to go there.
And I have no problem with it.
I'm not.
If Lamar Jackson received envelopes, who am I to say anything? I have no problem with it. I really don't care.
All right. So throwing some names out there. I'm sure the books will pop up the odds. You know, I'm just seeing it right now. It's easy to always talk about guys that have already coached the damn team before, right? People want Van Gundy. That's impossible. That's not happening. Van Gundy, like Mark Jackson, actually, I think wants to coach in the NBA again. Except Mark Jackson's very complicated, guys. All right? Like, there was some strange stuff going on, man, up there in Oakland when he was there. Like, I thought, like, he was kind of a victim, but, like, they were all taping each other and spying on each other, Cam.
Yeah, horrible. That's horrible.
Yeah, but, you know, there was, like love triangles and people banging this, you know what I mean? Like there was a lot of weird stuff going on up there. And, you know, there's, like I said, I think a lot of, there's some baggage there. There's some baggage behind the scenes and not sort of, oh yeah, he yells at players baggage. Like No, like, yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know if the Knicks are in or against that. I think Mark Jackson, though, Mark Jackson coached the Golden State Warriors. I think he thinks the Knicks would be too much of a step down for him from ABC TV.
That's true.
Van Gundy's going to say, are you insane? There's no way in hell I'm coaching this dumpster fire.
Exactly.
Patrick Ewing would say, weird timing. I'm in the middle of the season with Georgetown here. Rick Pitino, like I said. Yeah, Rick Pitino would sort of, you know, bring a splash and it would shut people up. Rick Pitino would be the exact Mike Babcock hire. Right? Like, basically, like, yeah, when a big-time franchise is struggling, they get a brand name. And it's like, hey, listen, stop yelling at us, man. Hey, we just, you said you wanted, like, we just got you Rick Pitino. And then, you know, it buys some time with Babcock. And I remember Leaf fans jump through hoops like this guy's like, you know.
God.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he was basically like Dick Irvin Sr. type thing, right?
Incorrect.
You know, he's Toe Blake or something. Yeah. And you see after he brought, you know, the Raiders did it with Gruden.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we're leaving. Everyone hates us. We can't sell tickets. Let's bring Gruden in.
Popular.
Right?
Popular.
Yeah, he brings us a little credibility or a face. Pitino could do that for the Knicks. All right, we'll jump into picks on the other side.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS line combos and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you're playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's the promo code ACTION for a special 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Thank you very much, Cam Stewart. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about James Dolan right now. And I tell you, Cam, the similarities between Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment in the old days and the Knicks and Dolan are the exact same.
It's crazy.
They really are. It's like, freaking MLSE, freaking Dolan. Dude, look at the Knicks and the money they spent on free agent Sunday. Was he cheap? No. You know what I mean? Like, there's this thing about Dolan. People will tell you, oh, Dolan ruined the Knicks. Like, how? What did he do to ruin the Knicks? No, the Knicks haven't won, right? Like, he, you know, are their tickets expensive? Yeah, they haven't won. Yeah. Did he kick Charles Oakley and get him arrested? Like, you know what I mean? Listen, Dolan didn't tell Oakley to punch a security guard, Cam. You know what I mean?
No, he did not. Like, Oakley's got a... he's got an anger management problem.
Yeah,
right?
Like, and you know Oakley. Come on. Oakley had a few drinks and things got pretty, things escalated on all sides fast there, Cam. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Booze can escalate a problem.
Yeah, and listen, I'm no angel. Like, right? I'm no angel, but I'm just stating, neither is Charles Oakley. Right?
No, I get it.
Like, I'm not defending. Listen, I'm not saying Dolan's the best owner in the league.
No.
I'm just stating the constant blaming him for everything. You know what you blame him for is hiring the wrong president, right? The Mills guy, you know, they signed the wrong players, but they're kind of screwed in the sense that they had all this money to spend and they needed to spend it. They couldn't come home empty. It was like one of these deals where someone gives you like, go to the mall and buy a bunch of gifts. I don't care what you come back with almost, right? So they had to spend the money to shut people up. So they did. And they came back with five power forwards.
Yeah,
They didn't build a team. They're very like they're bad at what they do. Like there's no disputing it. I'm not like this. You know, I'm just stating. You know, the owner hires the wrong people, so you can blame them. But the people that get hired also deserve some of the responsibility.
I agree with you 100%.
I mean, Fizdale was a bad coach with them. He was like he didn't help anybody. the president, Mills, and the GM, and these guys are all like, they're in over their heads. It's very similar to like the Cowboys, actually. You need to sort of, you need to hire a credible basketball guy, man. You know what I mean? And look, they tried with Phil Jackson, and what happened? He ran him into the ground.
Yep, exactly.
Like, people blame James Dolan. Like, that was the name of that. That's the exact Babcock Cam, isn't it? Phil Jackson.
And
the Knicks were like, you know what? He played for us. He won a million times. What do you want? What more do you want from us? You got Phil Jackson running things. Whatever. He ran your ass into the ground. That's not hockey. Dolan's fault.
Nope. Hockey example. We're a struggling franchise. What are we going to do? We'll bring back the great one to coach Arizona.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Noah, it was a train wreck. Wayne Gretzky might be one of the best hockey players of all time, but doesn't mean he's going to be the best coach. It's kind of like
the Canadians did it too, Cam.
Everyone does it.
They're like, hey, we fired our coach. Let's hire Guy Carboneau. Fans like him.
Yeah.
Let's hire Mario Trout. You know what I mean? It's that.
Yeah.
It's desperate. And that's what I'm saying about Ewing. He's not ready and he doesn't deserve it. Like, and I don't mean it in like he doesn't deserve the job. He doesn't deserve the misery that's going to come with it. Right? Like, don't get taken just because you're a former Knicks star. You know what I mean? Like, you're coaching Georgetown. Play the market. You can coach another team in the NBA even. Right? Like, don't just, oh, yeah, okay. Because in 3 years, you'll be out and you'll be worn out and stuff. So, you know, you got to think of the big picture. But anyways, let's get into the games.
Sure.
Speaking of the MSG and stuff, so you like the Habs tonight?
I do. I think it's a really good spot for the Habs tonight. I'll tell you, Gabe, they were down to Colorado in that game 3-0, and they really battled back. They showed me a lot of guts in that game. Montreal is a good spot. Babano, I didn't agree with all of the football stuff, but I agree with them on this game. The fact that, and I was on the Rangers last night, they won. It was a good pick as an underdog. Now they're coming home thinking, wow, we get Montreal, a team that's struggling. Well, I can tell you one thing. The Montreal Canadiens beat the Islanders when they're on that bad streak. I think this game, it's a straight pick 'em. We have a goaltending advantage with Carey Price. I know Babano talked about Georgiev being good. It's back-to-back nights. I like the Montreal Canadiens. And it's a pick 'em price. I think it's a good spot. And I do agree with what you guys were talking about. I would probably take the under in this game, but I more like the side. So I'm going to take Montreal over the Rangers at 7:05 Eastern. One of my hockey plays tonight. Hockey board's kind of tough. I also, another game at 7:05 I'm looking at. Chicago beat Boston last night, but that was also a very good spot. Boston was playing so well. They took Chicago lightly in that game. You could tell Boston was not even into it. That's a thing, Gabe. Even in this league, you know, they have nights off, and they really underestimated Chicago. Boston came back. It was just too late. I like New Jersey in this spot, laying 30 cents, but the problem with the Devils is they're very erratic, but those are games that I'm looking at. But I really like the Canadians, and I like the Oilers, but it's a lot of juice.
You know what the problem with New Jersey's is? They suck. That's the problem.
They do.
But no, you're right.
Not a very good team either.
Nah,
so.
I know, but you're right. They're very equal. You know, Chicago's a little better. The Devils should be better than a record. Think about the Rangers, Cam. They're actually playing pretty good hockey right now. They're 6-3-1 in their last 10 games. The coach got through to them. You know, he really snapped a couple of weeks ago about like not being responsible. And like you said, they're a very tight-checking team, the Rangers. You know, they're 8-2 to the under in their last 10 games, the Rangers. But the Montreal Canadiens are 7-3 to the over.
But.
They were getting blown out all the time, right?
That's the problem with these trends. They were 7-3 to the over when they had that stretch where they were playing non-defensive hockey and giving up 5 goals. In the last games, Gabe, they've tightened up. The Islanders only scored 1 goal against them. They've been a hell of a lot better in the last few. So they've been playing more to the under. They had like 7 games in a row where I think it went over. Now they're playing under. So that statistic, that's the thing about it, right? It looks like, oh, every game's going over. Yeah, it was before, but now in the last 3 or 4, they're tightening things up. I really like the Montreal Canadiens tonight, and Carey Price knows. Also a good revenge angle that Babano talked about. Hey, I like the Rangers. I bet on them last night. We won with them. I'm going to Montreal tonight. I think it's a good spot for the Habs to walk into New York in a nice building, the Mecca, and they'll be ready to play tonight. I really expect 100% effort from the Canadiens and a victory.
You've got Arizona, who might be one of the more successful, least talked about teams in all of sport, actually. I've been talking a lot on the Bills don't get respect and the Raptors don't get respect, but Arizona, very impressive. I mean, they're 17-9-2-2 on the year. 10-3-2-1. God, I hate the NHL standings. 10-3-2-1. What the hell does that even mean? There's four. I mean, like.
Yes. Overtime. Shootout loss.
Yeah, so you had 10 wins, 3 losses, 2 overtime wins,
and
one
loss.
One loss.
Yeah.
God, so that's dumb. Annoying. Anyways, I know it's good, though.
It's very good.
Yeah, to me, they're 17-9, all right? 17-2-2, whatever. They're 17-9. They're 6-2-0-2 in their last 10 games. Very good road team. They could be a live dog here tonight, but I messed with the Penguins the other night, and I lost.
Yeah, despite being really stupid with the Cowboys, hockey went really well last night. Arizona, another dog. But I'll tell you one thing, Gabe. I feel less inclined to take Arizona against Pittsburgh tonight because Pittsburgh, after that game against St. Louis, I don't expect an effort that poor. They played really bad that game. It's a very attractive price at 55 cents. Oh, yeah, and Phil Kessel makes his return to Pittsburgh, former Pittsburgh Penguin Phil Kessel, playing for the Arizona Coyotes and helping out the young kids. Arizona, it looks like a good price to me, but I'm going to stay away from this game. If I were to do anything, Gabe, I think this total is too low. Arizona scores goals. They look at them as like a team that doesn't. 5.5 looks low. This isn't a 6 or a 6.5. I think we could have like a 4-2, 4-3 type hockey game here. I like the over, but I'm not taking Arizona, even though it's a great price.
Edmonton Oilers, sort of. I don't know, man. They're good.
They piss me off.
They're just middling.
They cost me a lot of money. Yeah,
Whenever you think they take the next step, they don't. Yeah, this team.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the night I had them in those parlays really hurt me. I made some big mistakes. I got to believe, though, tonight, Oney Lang, 65 cents against the Kings. It's a good spot for them. I don't love the game as much as Montreal, but I will be betting on Edmonton. But you're right, Gabe. This is a team that nothing is ever a lock with the Edmonton Oilers, but I'll take them tonight. I think they're at home. They played a stinker in their last home game. I expect McDavid and the stars of that team to take their team on the back and beat LA tonight. So I like the Oilers.
And the Washington Capitals, who I liked the other night. We talked about that number and what was it, trap and all that.
This one feels weird, too.
Yeah, why so here they are, continues.
Weird.
It's kind of tough. I mean, it seems like the Capitals, when did this road trip start for the Caps?
Yeah, it's been a long one. So they've beaten, who have they beaten on this road trip? They beat San Jose.
Detroit.
They beat L.A. Did it go from Detroit to San Jose to L.A. to Anaheim? So this is their last, I think this is their last stop.
It's a little bit of a grind for them.
It is. And I'm going to be honest with you, I would take the Capitals if it was any other game but the final game of the road trip.
Yeah.
If Anaheim gets up early, they just
might want
to steal one.
Gibson's hard to fully trust, too.
You know what? This line is telling you something. Stay away from the game or take the Ducks. And I'm probably going to stay away from it. So I'm going to pass.
Total is 6. Listen, the Capitals. Capitals have been a big over team all year.
They score.
Ducks are on a 7-3 overrun right now themselves, actually. So, all right, NHL hockey, when it's all said and done, one play. Montreal Canadiens, New York Rangers, under 6.5.
That's your play. The Gabe Morency NHL.
Follow my shot like Babe Ruth. That's the shot.
One pass. One pick, one game. We'll do NBA next.
Yeah, we'll get into the NBA.
There's a few games.
See if there's anything. See if anything in the college card. Me and Cam will share our thoughts about the college football game. It's a little bit as well. We'll be back at 8 o'clock. NFL football, all that.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Game Time Decision continues. Now on Pluto TV, Channel 517. Kevin Love is out. Tristan Thompson is probable. Kevin Love is out for the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. And I just saw a report from a couple hours ago. There's a mini mutiny going on in Cleveland already, Cam.
Yeah, with Beeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Players are unhappy with Beeline, and basically the story was that, yeah, they don't even listen to him anymore.
We kind of predicted this.
Yeah.
College coach.
The NBA worst possible
atmosphere.
Hire, Cam. I don't know what the hell they were thinking.
John Beeline is a perfect coach for a team like West Virginia with Pitts Noggle and a bunch of guys who are living up in the Appalachian Mountains that, you know what I mean, that are just big guys who need a guy to teach them X's and O's of basketball. He is not a coach for guys who have already gone through the collegiate system, were drafted, and now professionals.
He's 67 years old or something.
He is a college coach. Yes, he is. He's 60.
You read this? You see the story, Cam? They're like, supposedly he doesn't stop complaining about their fundamentals. Like, yeah, he, in practice, he's like, no, we're going to do the pick and roll over. And dudes are like, whatever, bro. This isn't high school ball, man. Like, that's the whole thing. And it sounds crazy, guys, but pro coaches, and Cam knows this, pro coaches accept it. There's not a lot of coaching that goes on in the pros. Like,
nope. Not
you know what I mean? Like, I guarantee you, like, you don't think, like, when coaches watch things, they're like, oh, God, I hate the way this guy dribbles the ball. But you also know, I can't mess with him. You know what I mean? Yep. I told you the story. Frank Robinson, who's a legend, may he rest in peace. He went to Vladimir Guerrero and he told him, listen, you got to stop, like, swinging at, like, balls, like, that are everywhere.
Dirt.
He goes, you're swinging at everything. And he goes, you'll actually be more effective and you'll even be even better hitter if pitchers know that you won't swing at everything. So Guerrero nodded at him in the batting cage and sort of smiled at him. The next day, Guerrero's agent called Frank Robinson and said, yeah, listen, it'd be better if you just, like, I don't know, like, don't talk to him, all right? Like,
yeah.
Like, basically, like, I was like, I don't want, like,
end of conversation. Shut up.
Yes.
Do not talk to Vladdy.
Yeah, it was basically like, yeah, Vladdy was a little uncomfortable with the conversation yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you got to know, you just got to sort of accept. I'm not saying you don't coach, right? But
no, you coach.
We knew. John Beeline. The guy runs, like, the most YMCA, fundamental, pick and roll, hit the three, play defense. Yeah. And Cam, he went to the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are nothing but a bunch of 20-year-old NBA raw opposite players.
He should be coaching at Princeton.
Like, yes.
That would be a spot for John Beeline.
Like, no shock that Cleveland Cavalier players don't like him and have tuned him out. And the Cavalier players also know, yeah, he'll be gone by Christmas. Right?
Oh, he's not going to last long there. And you said it, though. Think about this. You play... Like, me and you, even, we've been doing radio shows for, like, 20, 25 years. We still know the fundamentals of hockey. All the players that have played up in every level know. So what is a coach really there for? To manage egos, make sure there's no cancers on the team, and come up with systems. Then you have your...
Well, look at the Leafs, Cam. Half the team have no fundamentals on the Leafs.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Austin Matthews doesn't have any fundamentals. The guy, like, cherry picks. You know what I mean?
And
he's also the number one pick. So you know what? That's who he is, coach. You want to mess with him, you'll just piss him off, and you'll lose him.
We've been doing this. If they said one day you guys run an NHL practice, I think we could do it.
Dude, it happens to me here. I get stuff, and I'm told stuff, and it's like it rattles me. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, this guy's telling me what to, you know what I mean? Like, and imagine, I don't have $13 million a year, Cam.
No.
Like, that's the whole thing with money, guys, with these athletes nowadays.
You listen, if
they
somebody's
don't hurt, like being told what to do. Like, and if you're going to do it, you have to do it in a way that, like, you know, like Nick Nurse is good at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he is. He is. He gets,
He sort of, like, says, please. Come on, guys. Come on. Like, can you please just sort of, you know what I mean? And they're like, all right, I'll do it. You come out, hey, listen, you stupid, dumb, millennial, punk-ass, bitch kids. This doesn't work.
You're right. Nick Nurse has a way about him, too, He's kind of got that kid from the Christmas Carol type of look to him, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Like, come on, guys. Come on. Let's go. Do it for me. Yeah, like.
Yeah, you know, I really love you guys. It's like a family. Just, you got to listen to me on this point. It's very true. Like, you can get a message across with a different point. You don't have to yell and freak out.
You'll notice all the and the NBA guys make the most money.
Yeah.
You'll notice all the top NBA coaches, they never yell, bro.
Yeah,
like
very calm.
Steve Kerr's like, I need better effort on the defensive end. Come on, guys, you know? And then it's always positive. I love what you did on that possession. Do it again. Like, that's what you do. You find the positivity. You know, like, Popovich will crack jokes with the team. You know, like, hey, guys, if we keep on giving this up, hey, we're going to break a record for most points allowed. Like, you know, and then you'll notice, come on, play some effing defense. What the hell are you guys doing? Those guys are always the guys that coach in, like, six cities and get fired all the time, Cam. Remember the Yale guy in hockey? Yeah, good job, coach. Slamming his stick. You son of a bitches. You better skate. Yeah, he was fired a week later.
You know,
Michel Therrien went off with Pittsburgh. Oh, they're the worst team I've ever seen. They want to try. Soft. They don't try. Boom. Soft, you're like gone. Butter. You're fired.
This team is so soft. Like, that was the best speech ever. He called them a bunch of wimps.
Although Jason Garrett on the other end of it.
Yeah.
He needs to snap at the Cowboys. Yeah.
Know what he needs to do, Gabe? He needs to be like more Pete Carroll. Rah, rah, rah. Instead of being dead. Like, here's Jason Garrett.
Yeah, I know. And he does his little clap. Like Pete Carroll will either get you fired up or you're going to tell him to half off.
Special teams play. Yeah, that's the thing. At least he knows his personality. I am this type of guy.
Well, what did I tell you about Seattle, Cam? The best thing that could have happened when everyone's like, oh, they're losing all these guys. I was like, this is the best thing. I told you.
Yeah,
I said, these guys are just cancers in the room now. You got all these young players in the room, and then you got Sherman rolling his eyes at Carroll and throwing footballs at Wilson. You got Michael Bennett that's like doesn't listen to anybody.
He's good move for Dallas. This guy's ruining that team.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, great teammate. Yeah, I know.
He's bad.
And look, now Pete Carroll, he got a bunch of young rah-rah. He got young guys in, and they haven't heard his speeches and his jokes before, and it works, right? He's a nice guy, Pete, but, you know, like, that's the thing. Like, what did you look at Babcock? Great example, Cam. Every one of these players say the same thing. He's a miserable prick. They didn't play for him.
Exactly.
Like, they didn't play for him. Like, that old, all you people out there, today's kids are soft. Whatever. I don't care if you think they're soft. All you people that say that never even played a sport in your life. Right? And I don't care if you think they're soft. How did it work out for Babcock in his old-fashioned ways?
Doesn't work.
These kids are 23 years old, and they're rich. They make more money. Babcock thinks he's king shit, Cam. Whatever, dude. Nystrom makes more money than he does, and he's a punk kid from Sweden.
Oh, Nylander?
Yeah, Nylander. Whatever. Nystrom. All these guys. Whatever.
You can insert Nystrom there.
Yeah, Nystrom.
Wayne Hockey Games, Bob Nystrom's son on the New York Junior Islanders.
Bob Nystrom. That's another story.
Yeah, Bobby Nystrom's kid. He was pretty good. Pretty good player.
How many Nystroms are there in the league? Like 10?
There's a few Nylanders, I think. Yeah, there was a few Nystroms.
Nylander,
I'll tell you, though,
whatever.
You're right. Like, look at the Bruins. Like, they play for Cassidy. The Carolina Hurricanes play for it's different. Like, you could still have like kind of a tough guy, but you can't have a tough egomaniac guy that you're right. Like, there's a vibe that he brings off. Like, I'm better than you. My doesn't stink type of thing. And after a while, a player goes, F you. I'm not listening to you. Babcock didn't even play in the National Hockey League. That's another thing. The guy played his highest level at like Laval. I played like
McGill hockey.
Universe McGill hockey. Exactly. So these guys are like, screw you. You didn't play in the NHL.
I could have played for McGill hockey at that time, Cam. I was too good.
McGill.
That's a little harsh. No, I'm just saying.
You played for the Rams.
Oh, Cam, man. In my day, CIS hockey was not exactly high on the totem pole, Cam.
No. It's a lot better now.
Dude, NCAA hockey was a joke in my days.
Oh, yeah. Now it's good.
That's why. No, that was like, that was the last thing. It was like, all right, listen, you screwed up, Junior. You screwed everything up. You can still play NCAA in those days. I was like, yeah, but unfortunately, I dropped out of high school. I had the hockey. My grandfather didn't realize. I didn't quit playing hockey, but I quit going to class. You know what I'm saying?
That's excellent point. You still have to go to some classes to get the NCAA.
I told him, I have zero hope in hell of getting into St. Lawrence University. I told him point blank, I will not pass. He's like, no, we'll get you a tutor. I'm like, oh, God.
It's okay. Let's just try this radio career. It's working for you. So, everything works out.
All right, so tonight.
Yep.
Or I'm keeping it pretty simple. All right, NBA. Nothing's jumping off the page of me.
The NBA.
Orlando, Cleveland, I don't really trust them laying a 4.5. I want to take the Pacers. The Pacers started out like 0-5 or whatever. They're 14-4 since, Cam. They're on a freaking roll, these guys. So they're 0-4, whatever the hell it is.
The Bucks are going to kill the Clippers, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't.
We'll do that game in game, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. We have time for that. How about Brooklyn? They've won 7 of 10 without Kyrie.
I like Brooklyn, too. Brooklyn will make the card. Brooklyn and Portland are my NBA plays.
I like Portland, too, but God, I'm sick of betting against the Lakers, bro.
Yeah, tonight will be a good night to do it, buddy.
All right. So take the Oregon Ducks +7. Ducks Utes over 46. Canadians Rangers under 6.5. Brooklyn Nets. What's the Nets on the money line?
150. Ugh. Just lay the 2.5 or 3.
I like the Pacers, too. All right, I'll play it.
What about the Bulls?
Yeah, the Bulls, I'm kind of thinking the Warriors, actually.
It's a revenge spot, though. The last time they lost the Warriors, I don't know.
They have D'Angelo Russell back now, but I don't know. The Warriors don't seem to care, quite frankly. Like, they're in tank mode. Like, most of the time, I laugh at tank stuff. Draymond Green's not getting replaced by the number one pick. It's different in basketball.
It is.
D'Angelo Russell's not getting replaced. You know what I mean? They're just out there like, whatever happens, happens. And, hey, we'll get another player added to the team next year. And Curry will be back. Golden State are a unique situation where they just have to take their lumps this year, Cam. You know what I mean?
What about Boston and Denver?
I lean Denver.
So do I. I'm going to take a shot with Denver. These are all small plays, but my favorite one is Portland and Brooklyn. Small play on Denver. Yeah,
I'm going Brooklyn money line. I don't trust them with the
three. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go Brooklyn money line with you. I don't want to even lay the points. So here I go. There. I'm going to take the Montreal Canadiens, pick them against the Rangers, Edmonton Oilers, -160, and I will take a shot with the New Jersey Devils, -130 against the Chicago Blackhawks. 7-point teaser, Utah Utes to a pick, under 53 in the football game. Basketball action, Brooklyn money line, Portland +4, Denver +3.5. Catch me and Gabe at 8 o'clock for more in-game action.
We're not getting 4.5 anymore in this Blazer game, Noah.
No, we're getting 4.
Oh, you know what? FanDuel 4.5.
Oh, nice. I'll take 4.5.
You know what? Whatever, dude. I'll jump in on the Nuggets. We'll let it ride. I'll take the Nuggets +3.5.
See, did this football line go up or anything, or is it stationary? Let's take a quick look. What was the total? 46?
It was 45.5, and it got to 46.
45.5 still on Mr. Green. Interesting.
It came back down.
Yep.
All right, I'll fire off a couple of basketball plays here, Cam.
You got it.
All right, we'll see you guys in an hour. Scott Wetzel's going to join us. Oh, boy, fireworks. Cam and Wetzel, get the boxing gloves.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
Make it official. It's funny because I just went on a rant about this like last night. Like nobody really talks about the Knicks even that much. They've been buried so much. There's a lot of stuff going on in the sports world. But I was talking about Jason Garrett. We're talking about the Cowboys. And the Knicks are very similar in which they're sort of a behemoth business. They make a ton of money and there's like ultra frustration on a daily basis. People have defended Fizdale. I said he had to go. He had to go. I would have fired him like already, to be honest. I know he's a nice guy and all this type of stuff, but the key, you know, it's one thing if you're losing, but the key is, are the young players getting better? And the answer was no. He's messing with young players. I complained about this last year about Fizdale. Players said, well, you know, the good thing about Fizdale is if you work hard in practice, you know, you can play. He'll put you in the game. But the thing also is, they say about Fizdale, the problem is you never know what he's going to do. I mean, you know, he had Robinson coming off the bench. He's messed with Knox, even though Knox is going to be a bust. I have my serious concerns about what, like, what happened with R.J. Barrett. I mean, he made him a freaking point guard, man. Right? Like, the development of the youngsters was not there, and the wins aren't there. When you have neither, and another thing is, everyone's going to blame Dolan and stuff. Now, it's not Dolan's fault it gets cold in the winter, people, all right? Like, it's not Dolan's fault that the players don't get it, that the players tap out. It's very hard to lose by 40 every night in the NBA without not trying, right? Like, if you try, you won't lose by 40. The Knicks aren't trying. He go. Babano is in. Fizdale's out. Babano's in. What's up, yeah. Babano?
Yeah, I guess for David, things fizzled out. In New York with the Knicks for
nice
him.
Nice lid, Babano. Nice job. You're letting it go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I like what the pun. Aired? I like the pun. Oh, I saw the lid the other night, actually. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. I haven't seen him in a while. Wow. That looks like he's that.
Yeah, let's get the camera on Babano here. Look at that, dude. Look at that, dude.
Everybody is absolutely stunned here by this. Well, I got a haircut last week.
No, but Babano, hold on. The other night you joined us and you had the hair. And it was free-flowing and puffy. You couldn't resist putting the gel in, huh? Like, you didn't have the gel in the other day. Like, you just can't help it.
I know. I like it. Well, it's not completely slicked back right now like it normally is.
It's like a hockey helmet.
It's a great hair. I enjoy it, personally. It's great hair. Great hair.
Be sure to follow all our social media at FNTSY Sportsnet.